what are the symptoms of a self-realized person? Now Krishna says, Dukheshva anudvigna manaha sukheshu vigatasbruha vitaraga bhaya krodha siddhir muni ruchyate. So, it's 2.55-56, that section. It says, in the presence of dukkha, dukheshu anudvigna mana. Udvigna is rejected. Anudvigna is not dejected. So, in distress, they are not dejected. And sukheshu vigatasbruha. In happiness, they are not delighted. So, more clearly, Krishna makes it 5.20 when he says that, na prahrishet priyam prapya, no dvijet prapya cha priyam. That when they get the desirable, they don't become delighted. When they get the undesirable, they don't get frustrated. Vita raga bhaya krodha. That in the end, no. Keshu, no. Na prarishet priyam prapya, na dujyet prapya chapya. Sthira buddhir asam moodho. Sthira buddhi, their intelligence is fixed. Asam moodho, they are not deluded thereby. Brahmavit brahmanisita. Such people know the Brahman. And they are situated in the spiritual reality. Brahma sisthita. What this means is that they do perceive something as dukkha, perceive something as sukha. But they don't get emotionally involved in it. It is not that they are deadened. They don't experience something as dukkha or something as sukha. But they are not so affected by it. Because Brahmani Sitaha, they are spiritually situated. So the example I guess sometimes is that it's indicative. It is not really entirely descriptive. So like if I have no money and I am walking along a road and somebody comes and steals £5 from my pocket, I'll fight to preserve it because that £5 is very precious for me. I'm walking along the road and I see £5 lying on the side. You know, I'll go away from the road to try to get the £5. But if I'm going straight and I know the place where I'm going, there I'm going to get £5 million. Then this £5 loss or £5 gain is not going to make much difference for me. Or if I know that I already have £5 million with me, then I won't get distracted in order to get that chase after that £5 or fight to preserve those £5 if they are lost. So basically, it's a matter of scale. When I am having far greater wealth, then small amounts don't make such a big difference for me. But when I don't have any wealth, then even a small amount appears big. So when we are connected with Krishna, when we are spiritually realized, at that time we are experiencing such big emotions, we are experiencing so much deeper fulfillment in our relationship with Krishna, that although that we experience these things in relationship with the world, but they are not so big as to give notice to it, to be unduly disturbed by it.